You're listening to Health Center in the Catskills on WIOX Community Radio, live and local in the Catskill Mountains. I'm Diana Mason, the host of this program, and I just came from lunch with two fabulous women in our community who are working on housing issues. And later today, after the program, I'm planning to go to MTC Community Center to hear the presentation of the plan for Margaretville Central School. Excuse me. And I'm struck by, we have some fabulous women in this community who are really doing incredible work around building community, building healthier communities, looking at what is missing in our communities that's preventing people from living their lives fully and healthily and contributing as much as they can. And I recently found out about a new organization called The Hub on Main. And I thought, we got to talk about this too. This is another example of women providing connections in our communities, finding ways to deliver information and services in meaningful ways to people who need them in our communities. So today I'm delighted to have on with me Robin Williams, Program Coordinator for The Hub on Main. Robin, thank you for joining me today on Health Center in the Catskills.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So what is The Hub on Main?
Yes, so we've been trying to tell everybody about it. So The Hub on Main is a satellite office. And what does that mean? It's a place where organizations can come in and do the work that they do, but at a different location. So ideally, organizations that offer services or education to Delaware County or New York State, or other counties eventually, they can come in, set up at The Hub, and meet with people one-on-one or do group sessions or educational sessions. And the idea is just to make it more accessible in our side of the county, as I'm saying, our side of the mountain.
So talk about why. Now, did you start The Hub?
I did, yes.
Why?
So in the work I was doing, I'm an insurance agent. I sit down with lots of people in various different situations. And when I'm talking with them, I'm hearing that there's other services that they need. And in some cases, they aren't aware that those services exist and are available to them. And in other cases, they are aware that they exist, but they aren't able to get to them. They haven't been able to get down to the office and take a day off of work or to find transportation to reach those services. And you and I know all these different organizations exist across Delaware County and beyond, and they provide incredible services. But if people can't access them, you know, the services are not going to be able to be put to use for them.
Well, and of course, the major issue here in our county is the lack of transportation. And I know Carol O'Byrne over at Central Catskills Chamber of Commerce has been trying to move on this. There have been others, Julia Reichel, who has been trying to move on this. And it seems we have a really hard time with getting the attention that we need to develop some kind of combination of public and private transportation system that can get people where they need to go, because it's a huge issue in our large county. So tell me a little bit about how you relate to then Delaware Opportunities, which is a sort of one-stop shop social services agency.
Yes, I think Delaware Opportunities offers amazing services. I will say a couple differences. Obviously, the location. So we're in Margaretville, located on, you know, the Route 30 corridor. So we're trying to reach people from all the way out to Grand Gorge to Andes, just to save them that little bit of a trip over to Hamden. Another difference I would say is we're actually inviting any type of organization to come in. So it might be things that are a little different than what they offer. I know we've had Western Catskill Community Revitalization come in. They can help with, you know, weatherization and replacement of mobile homes. We have even educational sessions, which I think are important. To give you an example, coming in May, we're going to have an estate planner come in, and he can explain to people about creating a living will and creating a healthcare proxy documents, which are really important for people. Where Delaware Opportunities has very specific in-house services, we're really reaching out to any organization that has had a challenge reaching out to our side of the county, the more, you know, eastern, southern side of Delaware County, and even northern Ulster and, you know, what would that be, western Greene County. We're in this tri-county area, and I see a lot of people fall through the cracks just based on their location. So I hope that Delaware Opportunities will join us also, because they do have services that I think would be really important to share with our side of the county.
And so, to be clear, when if I'm an organization and I want to use your site, do you charge me for that?
No, it's actually free. This is our first year. It's our pilot year. It's completely grant funded. That was a concern I was hearing. So before I started all this, I did do a survey, and I reached out to all these different organizations, and I was hearing from them all that they definitely felt like this was a need, that they wanted to utilize this space to reach out to people. But one of their concerns was fitting it into a budget if there was a cost. So I realized, just to try to convince them that this would be something that overall is beneficial to organizations, because as they come to our side of the county and if they're meeting with people, they're ultimately able to add that into their data to get more grant funding to be able to send people, you know, further away, or even maybe eventually do home visits or things like that. But I knew for the first year I needed to make this a free service and a free space for them. So I did do grant writing to acquire the funds to have a year at the location that we're at the 905 Main Street office, which is also shared with outsiders. So when an organization reaches out to me, we've had some organizations offer to make a donation, and that's amazing. For some organizations, this is becoming a satellite office for them to sit at and be able to work remote. That's amazing. But for the most part, no organizations are being charged to work out of this space.
Well, I think your strategy is a brilliant one, to get grant funding to show proof of concept, and to not just to the community, but to those who you might use the space. So that was brilliant. So I actually saw on the Margaretville Facebook page a list of your some programs or services that are coming up here. Let's see. Well, I guess one's already passed. That was the 22nd. So tell us about what's coming up, specific programs.
Sure. So what's coming up, so I know it's a little short notice, but for example, CDO Workforce is going to be there tomorrow. April is a career counselor. She helps people with resume writing. In the future, we're going to have Action for Older Persons. They can come in and talk to people about the Medicaid buy-in programs or disability accessibility programs, and also the Medicare savings program. We have investment education coming in at the end of May for people who are curious about what they should do when they retire and when should they take Social Security. As I mentioned, we have the estate planning coming in. We also have the Catskill Center for Independence, who does a lot of amazing work, again, with helping people even transition from nursing homes back to home. Mm. Fidelis Care, who is one of our healthcare navigators out there for health insurance. They're going to be there twice a month going forward, which is great. And I mean, there's more. I keep talking to people every day. Head Start is actually going to be there. I believe at the beginning of next week, Head Start can talk to folks about questions they have about getting their children enrolled. So we're really open to anything. The idea, again, is just to bring these organizations closer to our area. And I think by sharing and by telling people about this programming, we're really amplifying their message and their mission so that people know that they exist.
Now, who is your target audience?
I would say everybody. Okay. Target audience, anybody who, hasn't been aware of these programs, somebody who might have transportation issues really getting too far over the county, or maybe they're not able to take, 3 hours to a full day to complete these tasks. They can come over to Margaretville and, if it's a 15-minute drive to Margaretville, meet with somebody for an hour and then go back to work if they need to. But really, I mean, with CDO Workforce, we have youth employment training. So that's for young people. And then all the way up to seniors, people who have different abilities, people who are looking for a career change. It's the demographic is anybody who needs to level up their life in some way and get support and have insight into resources.
Now, you just had Delaware County Office for the Aging on Monday. It was too late for that one. And with somebody from that office talking about how to access food assistance, the SNAP program, as well as Medicaid applications and renewal. And those are pretty challenging applications, aren't they?
They are, yes. Oftentimes they're multi-page documents. They sometimes ask for proof of different income. And that can be really hard for people to fill out. I mean, I sit with a lot of people and complete forms with them, and sometimes I'm confused, and this is like what I do for a living. So I know that it can be challenging if somebody's getting this packet in the mail and going, holy cow, yes, I need Medicaid, but, you know, this is a big application to complete. If you can have somebody sit and, you know, walk you through it, the chances of you getting that submitted are going to be much higher.
Now, you also had on that day, the person was going to be talking about HEAP applications or recertification. What is HEAP?
HEAP is the energy assistance program that can assist people with covering the cost of their fuel going into the winter. We're kind of exiting heat season right now, but it is something that's great to be able to be aware of so that you're ready for the next season. There's funding that will help people with their energy costs if they need it, even, you know, to cover their winter heating bills.
And I think there's some assistance for air conditioning as well, particularly as we've warmed up.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
Yep,
yeah,
I believe definitely. So. Good. Now,
yeah, that makes sense as it gets warmer.
So what do? I just drop in?
No. So this is one of the unique parts, and I guess another difference about us and compared to Delaware County, is there is no staffing on site. One of my goals in completing this is I knew that I would not be able to staff it full time. We did create a phone system where if you call in, you will be able to press a prompt to connect to any of the organizations that I mentioned. I do have to update that phone tree regularly as we get more. But basically, if you call in, you can dial 1 to connect to an organization directly and make an appointment. So all the information that I'm sharing, whether it's on the calendar or on Facebook, it always has the organization's direct contact. I mentioned April from CDO Workforce. It has her direct line or her email. So someone's going to say, oh, I would really like to, you know, brush up my resume. They're going to call April directly and say, hey, I see you're going to be at the Hub on April 25th. Can I set an appointment? And then she directly sets the appointment. Each of the agencies are able to access the Hub independently. So when they're scheduled, they are down at the Hub. They are sitting in the cubicle. There's also a conference room. And then we will be utilizing the front entryway in the future for classes and educational sessions. And then they're able to set that appointment just like they would if they were traveling over to Delhi or Hamden to make those appointments. It's the same idea. It is not a walk-in yet. In the future, could that be different? I hope so. But in this pilot period right now, this is the way we're running it to be able to efficiently provide services.
So how do I know what's going to be available or when I'm going to be able to get assistance with exploring signing up for Medicaid?
Sure. Well, we're definitely trying to educate people about what's available in all the ways as we can. Last week, we sent out 6,000 postcards, so hopefully people got those postcards. If you got the postcard, you would see that it actually gives the website. The website is www.thehub, and Hub has 2 B's, thehubonmain.org. You can go there to see our calendar and our programming. And you can also call the number, I almost said hotline, but you can call the number 845-586-6511. That will give you a list of the different agencies also. And our Facebook is pretty up to date. I'm doing all of these things kind of in the background. So our Facebook is where I'm sharing as soon as I know an agency is coming. I try to get that up as soon as possible. But our Google Calendar is live and it is public from the website. And the Hub with 2 B's to make it easier to remember, it stands for helping us be better.
Ooh, I like that. One more time, the phone number, slowly.
The phone, sure, 845-586-6511.
845-586-6511. And the website again.
The website is www.thehubonmain.org, and Hub has 2 B's.
2 B's.
And when you get onto the website, you will see a box that pops up that says subscribe. We are sending out newsletters also. So if you subscribe and you get us in your email, which our email is info@thehubonmain.org, you will be able to see everything updated month to month.
Great. Robin Williams, I have to tell you that I opened today saying that, you know, there's some fabulous women leading work to build community in our community, and that I just had lunch with two, and you mentioned the organization that they were from. That's Eileen Knott and Antonia Vesculides and Western Catskills, yeah, who really, really are paying attention to housing. And yeah. I was so impressed with what they were doing. I am so impressed with what you are doing. I think we should put the world, put women in charge of the world. And I think we would have a more peaceful, saner world if we did.
I think they say if you want to get something done, ask a busy woman.
That's
the
right.
reason I'm pulled over is because I'm headed to a track meet for my daughter. So.
There you go. There you go. Well, Robin Williams, program coordinator for The Hub on Maine. Thank you so much. And you'll have to come on and give us more updates.
Yes, we'd love to update regularly on all the fun stuff happening at the Hub. Thank
Sounds
you so much,
great.
Man.
Thank
Have
you.
A great day.
I hope our team wins.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, really good work. I think we're really lucky to have some women who are leading the way in this region in really important ways that do build community, build family connections, connect people with the supports that they need. We need a healthy community needs healthy people. And at lunch, Eileen and Antonia and I were talking about how sometimes life doesn't deal you the hand you want. Sometimes it deals you a bad hand. And when that happens, the rest of us need to lend a hand. I firmly believe this, you know, that we do our best. Most people try to do their best in life. But it's hard sometimes. It's hard because sometimes life gets complicated and you no longer have your house because you lost your job, and or you are very ill and you can't work and you're not qualifying for disability yet under Social Security. The people struggle in our community, and the more that we can lend those helping hands, the better. You've been listening to Health Center in the Catskills. I'm Diana Mason. This is WIOX Radio, live and local in the Catskill Mountains.